next Metro train approaching your station will be a Metro Express train and will not stop.
Welcome to Voices Carry Live. My name is Randy Scott. Welcome. This is our studio here. We're broadcasting live from Cary, Illinois. Beautiful, the village of Cary, Illinois. And this show is for you. If you're new to us, this is an independent venture that is trying to provide an alternative to social media. We all know the toxicity of social media. So this is a creation that is meant to weave our fabric of our community stronger. And if you have anything you want to shout from the rooftops at all, email us at voicescarry@proton.me and we will make it into the programming. And if you'd like to come join us and do an interview, we have the ability to pull in more microphones, so come on down. I have a really fun lineup. I have some current events, and then I went to we'll do the Christmas trees first. The Cary Grove or Cary Park District installed all their Christmas trees right there along by the post office, right by Silver Lake Road. And they look awesome. And they cleared out a whole bunch of brush there right up against the water so you can see them extra good. There goes a bluey. And it's a lot of them are dialed in. Decorating just started, so if when we go through them, if you see any ones that are not decorated, like the decorating just opened, they just got these up, so they're really fresh. So I was going to go through them with you live, broadcasting on Rumble, X, and YouTube, and then we post later on Facebook. If you don't want to see my face, I don't blame you. You can go to our RSS feed, which pushes it out to all major podcast platforms. And there's a link to that in our, at voicescarry.com. So if let's dive into these Christmas trees. Let's take a look at what the Park District put up and what the residents of Cary and some businesses decorated. So let me pull it up. So, let me, my mouse isn't working. Give me 1 minute. All right. See, this is what happens when you do it live. It's never fails. The I want to have one more fun issue too. Let me take care of that as well. Okay, we got it. So this was the first tree that was, that's the tree closest to Walgreens in the parking lot of JC Park. And that's from the Cary Library. They decorated that, and each individual ornament is a handcrafted creation. And I have, there's a little saying here, Cary Area Public Library, one little light, community tree. Ornaments were made by Cary Area Public Library staff and community members. Don't forget to check out our story walk right here at JC Park. It starts on the south side of the park near the pavilion and ends just before the footbridge. This month's story is Just One Little Night by Kat Yee. this luminous picture book is a powerful reminder to readers of any age that no matter how dark it may seem, even the smallest glimmer of hope can make a difference. Very beautiful. Thank you, Cary Area Public Library. Very nice. And I have a few pictures of, well, I have one. All little light bulbs decorated. Very nice. Then this one was the Gaynor family. They decorated a tree. Beautiful. Who was this? This is a Girl Scout troop. 217 and 1819. Beautiful looking tree. A lot of color. There's a close-up of one of their ornaments. This one was not decorated yet, but like I said, it just literally opened. They just got the trees up. Bulldog Spirit. Palms and Dance. Love it. I bet they're going to dial that in. This was Team Papa Edders. Beautiful tree in memory of Greg Edders. A lot of purple. Nice Merry Christmas right there at the top. A Grant Fern family has one. And then you have Root Dental. They have one as well. And decorating just opened, so I bet they're gonna, maybe they'll hang some candy from there so they drum up some business from people who are eating candy. I bet they won't, but hopefully they find that funny. And know that the root of the joke was in good humor. This one was a Grinch, kind of scary. We got to take care of that Grinch for Christmas. Very welcoming tree. Thank you, the Hansen family, for that one. And then this is a Girl Scout troop. As well. This is a beautiful one. It's by, well, they're all beautiful, but the Mendez family. This one was the Nowacki family. This was the Ringstrand family. Beautiful looking trees. Law Office of Adam Salt. So thank you for that one. Look at that Santa Claus at the top there. This one, I wanted to put my face into that Santa Claus up there, but it was way high up. This is the Schultz's family. And then the next one is Santa's Elves. So it might be a collective. And this one gave me the idea for, and the next one is yours truly. Oh no, hold on. Yeah, this one was a collective as well, but like I said, it just went up, and there was a, like, five or six names on there. So it looks like they're going to have a fun decorating day. And then this one's Heron Warren Travel Agency here in town. It looks like they do travel. You can plan your Disney trip or your Florida or wherever. So thank you for that one, pink inspired one. And this one's yours truly, the Voices Carry Tree. We're going to get more color on it, but we have a nice little arch with white incandescent lights. And then we have this one looked like the tree was wanting to take off. So it has this really tall thing on it. So we might put like an American flag up there, maybe. I don't know, or a big star. But I wanted to have the open invitation to, if you have a family, like if you have kids, or if you yourself, you know, if you want to make a day of decorating and bring it out and put it on the Voices Carry Tree, you are more than welcome to. Please understand, don't put anything too sentimental out there, since it is outside and it gets windy and snowy and whatnot. But you're more than welcome to make something and bring it out. I have some ornaments and stuff, and we had some stuff that some people donated for the tree. And today was a lighting event, and then we're going to dial it in later with some more color. But this tree is not the Voices Carry Tree. This tree is the Residents of Carry's Tree, and you can decorate it how you see fit. Please be appropriate, but come on out and make a nice day of decorating the tree. That's no formal event. If you want to just anytime, bring the kids out, take a walk, leave something on the tree, and it'll be the Carry Tree. Well, they're all the Carry Tree, but that one's got an open invitation to everybody to put something on there, including Bluey. And then we have local events, too. I have a nice little collection here, some sports. Oh, the Village of Carry has a survey that they want you to fill out about their upcoming budget, which is nice. I have not, I might be wrong, but this is the first time I've seen this come across my desk since I've been around here. But and if I am wrong, I stand corrected, but this is very nice that they're taking this input and hearing their voices. Here is the start, the Carry Fire Protection District. Santa is coming to town on two different fire engines. Join us this Saturday, December 14th, as Santa and his helpers tour the villages of Carry, Oakwood Hills, and Trout Valley from 11 a.m. to approximately 1 p.m. While we can't list the exact times for specific streets, whether an emergency calls may affect our schedule. Come on. We don't want you taking emergency calls when you got Santa. Well, Santa can take in a call, right? That'd be awesome to have Santa show up. I kid. We'll do our best to visit as many streets as possible. Santa is so excited to see all of you. Make sure to give him a wave. See the attached photos for North and South routes. And I have, if you want to, for your viewing pleasure, for the official list, and to give them some love and to like the post and to follow them, go to the Carry Fire Protection District's Facebook page and our website, carryfire.com. And then you can pause the video here and see the route. And then for the north route, there's the list there. Give you some time to pause that. And thank you, Carry Fire, for doing that. Really, really good fire department. Cary Grove basketball boosters, great win for CG varsity girls. Keep it up. That is not the right. Cary Grove hit three straight three-pointers to end the first quarter and played shutdown defense in the second against Hampshire in a 53-30 Fox Valley Conference win Monday. So way to go, girls. There we go. Great win for CG varsity girls. Keep it up. And then the Cary Park District, calling all non-residents. Winter and spring 2025 registration is now open. Go to their website to view all of our winter and spring programs and events. So if you live in a van down by the river, as Matt Foley would say, just kidding. If you live down by the river, just outside of the district, they're saying, come on down. And they want you to join their programs. And it'd be a lot of fun to have. They want you to join. And I don't blame them. I mean, they got a lot of fun stuff going on. And then Village of Cary notice regarding Tuesday 12:10 pickups due to an issue with the receipt of September quarterly paper invoices from Flood Brothers disposal. Some residents may have missed their payments. Flood Brothers wants to assure you that they will continue to provide collection services. If your refuse has not been collected and you find a pink note on your bin, please contact Flood Brothers immediately to arrange payment and ensure uninterrupted service. I was going to try to pull in a backup alarm, like beep, 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 but I did not have time to do that. And then the Village of Cary is seeking resident feedback as part of the fiscal year 2025 to 2026 budget process. Survey results will be reviewed and discussed by village staff during the budget process. So I don't know if they're going to be giving this out publicly, the results. But I did pull in the survey, and I thought we could peruse through the survey, and I'll give you my my comments on it, and we'll see what they're looking for. Let's dive in. It says here, the Village of Cary Fiscal Year 25-26 Budget Priority Survey. The Village of Cary is seeking resident feedback as part of the Fiscal Year 25-26 budget process. Survey results will be reviewed and discussed by village staff during the budget process. So it sounds like they're doubling down on the fact that it won't be given publicly, the results. Thank you for completing the questions below. Right out the gate, I think the technology's out there to keep this anonymous and make sure that it's residents only. If you want honest feedback, I'm not a huge fan of, well, let us know where you live, and don't be too brutally honest with us. So I would have liked to see some for the option to be anonymous. But nonetheless, what is your age? That is optional. Who is your daddy and what does he do? How many children under the age of 18 live with you in your household? Optional. And then 4, which of the following categories of infrastructure or services do you think the village should prioritize for an additional investment in the next 5 years? Investment could mean physical improvements or other staffing financial resources. And the scoring is 1, service needs less investment. 2, service investment at the right amount. 3, service needs more investment. let's dive in. I have bicycle and pedestrian facilities up at the top, including sidewalks, bike paths, bike lanes, pedestrian crossings, etc. And you're given the option, along with the rest of these, to do needs less, just right, or needs more, depending on how hot your porridge is, if it's just right. The Kerry Lake at Rotary Park, amenities, community beautification, wayfinding signage, Route 14 right-of-way, landscaping, etc. Downtown improvements, parking, streetscape, community gathering places, etc. Drinking water, water mains, water storage tanks, towers, wells, water service lines, etc. 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 Economic development, incentives for new businesses, low interest loans or grants for existing businesses, business retention, additional staff time, resources, etc. Flood resilience, storm drain pipes, stormwater detention, etc. Green infrastructure, energy efficiency at public facilities, electrification of village fleet vehicles, public EV charging stations, bioswales, water conservation measures, stormwater quality, etc. Information technology, cybersecurity, additional staff time resources, etc. Metro commuter rail service, additional staff time resources to work with Metro to improve passenger rail service and commuter parking. Parkway tree maintenance, additional staff time resources, contracted services. That ship's already sailed, I think. They just passed a village code saying that, kind of detailing how you're, kind of just giving it parameters of how you, what you're responsible for your own, greenery. And if it spills into the right of way, property maintenance and code enforcement, additional staff time resources. Public information and community engagement, additional staff time resources, etc. Public safety, emergency response, additional staff time resource, etc. Regional roadway infrastructure, additional staff time resources to work with IDOT to encourage improvements to U.S. Route 14 and Illinois Route 31. Traffic calming, lane narrowing, speed radar signs, sidewalk extensions, etc. This is, I'm seeing a lot of loop backs with a lot of dots are being connected. So there's, this is good. Trash and recycling collection. And then moving on. Village roads, pavement, resurfacing, curbs, storm sewers, etc. Wastewater infrastructure, sanitary sewer pumps, pump stations, wastewater treatment. A lot of this stuff is everybody wants a strong infrastructure, right? A lot of this stuff is kind of have to, each section of Kerry has its own challenges because of age. So, can't really make an educated decision because you don't know if there's something coming due or if there's something like hair trigger waiting to go. So some of these of the services you ranked as needing more investment, which are the three most important of the village for the village to address in the fiscal year 25-26 budget. Bicycle and pedestrian facilities, Carry Lake at Rotary Park amenities, community beautification, downtown improvements, drinking water, economic development, flood resilience, green infrastructure, information technology, cybersecurity, metro commuter rail service, parkway tree maintenance, property maintenance and code enforcement, public information and community engagement, public safety emergency response, regional roadway infrastructure, traffic calming, trash and recycling, village roads, wastewater infrastructure, none of the above. For downtown Cary, what types of improvements would increase your use and enjoyment of this public space? Bike sharing station, electric vehicle charging stations, interactive child features activities, more special events, public art, public gathering space, shade structure over Alfresco Alley. Others, and you can put in your own. For Cary Lake at Rotary Park, number 7, what types of improvements would increase your use and enjoyment of this public space? Select all that apply. Cary Lake at Rotary Park is right there off of Clawson Road, which is intersects Cary Algonquin. Additional bathrooms, additional docks for in kayak launches, additional fishing dock, shoreline access, additional parking, bicycle playground, exercise equipment, lighting, more special events, paved trails, play structures, public art, sensory garden, other, please specify. So I thought this was there was one more. Do you have a specific infrastructure project idea or suggestion? Yes or no? I thought that was nice to see that come through. I'd like to, you know, there's obviously, there might be reasons for the way they did it that I'm not aware of. I do like the animosity or the anonymous aspect of these sort of things because, you know, you don't really want to tee off on issues if you have to put your address in all the time because it can be intimidating. So I'd like to see if there is a way to get people's voices and then make it to where they can be anonymous if they don't want to be heard. And then there's ways of separating that out with the people that, you know, if you do need to separate that data. But I think you might get a better understanding. Some of these were kind of lane narrowing, with no pun intended. Like there, it was like kind of guiding you to some of the stuff that they already have in motion. I think the overall thing was that it was good to get feedback. So go Village of Cary for doing that, and thank you for getting into people's opinions and hearing their voice. And then I threw a few retro throwback things because I like to, you know, I was like, I kind of like get a feel for the flow of the show. I'm like, okay, well, I just got done doing like 8 slides of like Death by PowerPoint Village Code budget Survey Monkey questions. I'm like, that's must-see TV, right? So I was like, well, I could do this, but then, you know, that's a one-trick pony. So I was like, I'm going to bring in a few retro pictures. I have a whole file full of, you know, stuff that I see that, like, kind of is a throwback. And I wanted to share some with you. And I just kind of dipped my toes into that file. I was like, okay, I'm going to have to land this plane somehow after all that fun that we just had. So let's take a look. Slice. Who remembers when that slice can look like that? That orange slice is just, I think there's still a slice vending machine in McHenry County somewhere. But I was definitely the orange slice, sometimes yellow. I will accept the lemon lime as a backup. That was when I drank soda. I don't really drink that much soda anymore. And then Kmart. This was a little receipt ticket. And there was an Atari on there. That was back from 81. And I thought that was cool to see. For younger viewers that are watching, Atari was a game system, much like you have now, but it was slower, better, and cooler than what you currently have. Much like this piece of equipment. I know that that menu at the bottom there kind of is a throwback for me, and when I came across that when I was trying to find out how to redeem the show and land the show a little bit, I was like, oh, I bet somebody's going to agree with me and see this menu on there and be like, I know that menu. Little trip down memory lane. We, it's December 10th. It's 6:40 in Cary, and we are going to be tracking Santa Claus on New Year's Eve. We'll be watching him back at the North Pole. We'll be tracking him on Christmas Eve, live in studio and live remotely. And that'll be, we'll do a live remote and a live in studio thing. But then we'll have a refined version that'll be on a 5-10 minute loop to where you can tune in with your kids or other family members. And it'll be to where it'll be kind of a tailored local area thing to where you can wait for the loop to restart and you can show them that it's live, and it'll be fun to make sure Santa Claus gets here and make sure the reindeer arrive here safely and they find our houses. I mean, my kids are waiting for all their Bluey stuff. The last thing we want is any sort of Garmin issue for the reindeer or Lola, like RV with Robin Williams. Not now, Lola. It's a pleasure. I was happy that I could bring that survey to you. Go on and take their survey. If you're a resident of Cary and you have an opinion, take their survey and let your voices be heard. And if you have any other comments about the survey or anything you'd like to see on there, let them know. But then also comment below and let me know what kind of tickles your fancy about what you'd like to see done on that survey. I look forward to hearing your comments on that. And then also, it was fun looking at Christmas trees with you. And then yesterday we went shopping. This is beautiful. I'm not cozy up here I was sitting close to the. We'll do that again though. It'll be like a fireside chat sort of thing. But thank you for visiting and watching Voices Cary live today. It's always a pleasure to put the show together for you and to make it to be part of your day. I don't take it for granted. Try to do my best with the time that I have to get you provide value and get the information to you of kind of recent happenings so that you know, you can be in the know. And you know, we all want to do that. And now we can together. One more thing. The Voices Cary tree. Well, I'll tell you tomorrow. I'll have an updated photo. I'll have an updated photo of the if there's any trees that got decorated tonight, I'll bring that in and I'll show a photo of that, and then also I'll show an updated photo and let you know some insider stuff about the Voices Carry Tree, but if you have a decoration and you want to throw it on there, feel free to. Love to see it. Have a great afternoon, and thank you for joining me. We'll see you tomorrow.
You're confirmed at T-minus 10 seconds.
In counting, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1!
Reach for the sky!
Huh?
This town ain't big enough for the two of us.
What?
Somebody's poisoned the water hole!
It's busted.
Who are you calling busted, Buster? That's right. I'm talking to you, Sid Phillips. We don't like being blown up, Sid. Or smashed, or ripped apart.
We?
That's right, your toys.
Find out, Sid.